Good morning, it is 14th June 2018. And with fitness on our minds, not the one perpetuated by the dear PM, which we suspect was to give employment to meme makers, we turn to the rotundity of the earth and of life itself, as it throws new names and new heroes, or heroes turning into villains. We are obviously still not talking about football, that we will cover right at the end, but about karma, which functions in a strange way, as exemplified by editor Salil Tripathi when he said, "Karma works mysteriously. Had Hindu right-wing not objected to Quantico, Priyanka Chopra wouldn't have had to apologize. Had she not apologized, Atul Kochar wouldn't have outraged. Had he not tweeted, his Marriott gig wouldn't have ended and his patrons could have continued eating beef balti." Well, in all earnestness, I hardly knew anything about Chef Atul Kochar, and now having learned about him, I don't think I've gained any knowledge except that he was a bigot and that his came out in an unfashionable way outside India, for which he got punished, because hate speech is taken more seriously outside the country, and also that he's not even an Indian citizen. Far more important things to worry about in the world and far more delightful things to celebrate. So come, let us take you through today's editorial with the worries and delights of the world around us. So what's the big worry? Well, there is the employment, of course, but for today, we'll just focus on bigotry. But also the far more dangerous result of bigotry, what it does when it goes unchecked. The other favorite pastime, not the fitness challenge or posing for selfies, but lynching, of course. Well, people get together, they lynch a person or people because they see them as the other, the outsider, the enemy. Case in point, the three incidents of recent lynchings. Let us start with the one that was not only protested, but also where arrests were made and in all probability justice will be served. Because, to be frank, the lynched person was from a majority religion. Yes, don't be shocked, the governance too is bigoted and partial. So let's start with the first one. The prime accused in the 8 June lynching of two Guwahati youths in Karbi Anglong district of Assam, Alpha Jose Timung, alias Alpha, was nabbed by police late Tuesday night. During interrogation, Timung told the cops that he met the two youths Niloptal and Abhijit at a waterfall in the evening. They were searching for some ornamental fish, where Timung got into an argument over their presence in the area and called on his friends. Well, sensing trouble, the two got into the car. The mob chased them and hurled stones at them. Meanwhile, Timung also alerted others to stop the SUV in which the two were traveling, claiming that they were child lifters and had kidnapped a small girl. When the duo reached a certain point, a group of boys, allegedly drunk, stopped the vehicle, pulled them out and thrashed them. Timung and his friends, who were close behind, reached the spot and joined in beating the victims for over an hour. This was actually the second incident where Timung and his band of boys had lynched someone. The one was 2 years back. But what does this have to do with Atul Kochar getting the sack? Well, nothing, except that when hate speeches and bigotry goes unchecked and people go unpunished in cases of lynchings, further perpetuation of soft terror of bigotry and the emboldening that it does to normalize it occurs. Like the normalizing of killing Muslims in the name of cow, even when it isn't a cow, it was a buffalo, as if that were a justification. Two Muslim men were allegedly beaten to death by a mob in Godda district of Jharkhand on Wednesday morning over suspicions that they were stealing buffaloes. Residents of a Dullu village caught Shiraduddin Ansari, who's 35 years old, and Murtaza Ansari, who's 30, and beat them to death after accusing them of stealing a dozen buffaloes. The repeated instance of theft in the area had built up anger among villagers, and when the villagers caught the duo, they took the law into their hands. This is according to the police, which obviously was busy letting the village take law into their own hands. Effective justice, as they say. A brutal video of the mob's attack has surfaced on social media. One of the two was even slung over a bamboo pole and dragged. The SP said two FIRs have been lodged, one of murder by the mob and another for stealing buffaloes, for which the alleged victims have already been delivered justice, with their death, of course. On to the third lynching story, this time from Maharashtra but not involving Muslims, triggered by WhatsApp. But at the root of it is the same mob mentality trying to take justice in their own hands. Because bigotry, believe it or not, comes in a variety of sizes and color. Two men were beaten to death and seven others were injured, two of them critically, after a mob of villagers attacked them on suspicion of being robbers. According to the Aurangabad police, a mob of at least 1,500 villagers, that is 1,500 villagers, allegedly attacked nine men with wooden sticks after nabbing them from a farm in the village on morning of last Friday. Police station officials said some fake messages about the presence of a gang of robbers were doing rounds on WhatsApp, and the incident was fallout of these rumors. Police have booked more than 400 villagers on charges of murder and attempt to murder in the case. However, no arrests have been made so far and no case of theft was put on the two victims. So here we are with the three different lynching stories. Only if women produced more sanskari babies. Well, that is not us saying it. It is BJP MLA from Madhya Pradesh citing an old couplet, Kuna legislator Pannalal Shakya, who said, "Women should rather remain infertile than produce kids who are not sanskari." Earlier, he has questioned Virat Kohli's patriotism as the Indian cricket captain had not chosen an Indian venue for his wedding. Meanwhile, incessant rain in the past 24 hours have wreaked havoc in parts of the northeast, triggering flash floods and rendering thousands and lakhs of people homeless in Assam, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura, officials said on Wednesday. In Assam, as many as 1,50,000 people have been affected in 222 villages, and in Tripura, over 3,500 families have been rendered homeless. And moving to a quick roundup of international news, the US cable giant laid out its case in a 43-page proxy solicitation that is unambiguous in its position that Comcast's $35 all-cash proposal is a better deal for Fox shareholders and seeks to apply pressure to the Fox board to consider the richer $65 billion deal, hoping to derail Disney's pending stock-based $52.4 billion deal. And without further delay, let's talk about the delightful news. The 2018 FIFA World Cup gets underway today as two autocracies, the host Russia, will face Saudi Arabia following the opening ceremony at about 8:30 p.m. India time. Football's showpiece event features 32 teams, including holders Germany, competing in 64 games over 32 days. The 21st edition will be played out in 12 stadiums. We will try to bring you some tidbits or the other every day. Today's is an advice from a senior Moscow lawmaker. Russian women should avoid having sex with non-white foreign men during the Soccer World Cup because they could become single mothers to mixed-race children. And if you're not into football, well, you could go and watch Lust Stories, a Netflix India original, and it's not really about lust. That's all for today. Until tomorrow, goodbye. Take care.